Thank you for listening to the Fierce Audie podcast, where we talk about disability, quackery, parenting, and Jewish life.
Justice and Basic Support, JABS, is a British anti-vaccine organization. They spread anti-vaccine propaganda. They have a Facebook and website and claim that vaccines damage people. This has been disputed numerous times in clinical trials that have science to back it up. They call themselves the support group for vaccine-damaged children. History of JABS. JABS was started after Janine Fletcher's son was vaccinated and had a reaction. This was December of 1992. Robert was 1 year old who had his MMR vaccine. Janine Fletcher started JABS because of her son. 10 days after his vaccine, he had seizures. He was taken to the hospital via ambulance. When she said that it might be the vaccine, vaccine reactions, if there are any, occur immediately. That's why doctors have you wait in the office for 15 to 20 minutes to ensure there is not a reaction. Most reactions are due to allergies. There is one exception where lymph nodes could swell, but that is better by day 10. Reactions do not just happen after 10 days. When we suggested our son might be reacting to the vaccination, the doctor looked puzzled. He said the fit coming after the inoculation was a coincidence and probably not reoccur. The consultant on the ward said pretty much the same thing. However, our child continued to have fit after fit. Jackie Fletcher, epilepsy. The problem with this that epilepsy is that it can occur at any age. Seizures and epilepsy are more common in young children and older people. About 1 in 100 people in the US had one seizure with no known cause. 1 in 26 people will develop epilepsy in their lifetime. The different causes of epilepsy are infections, autoimmune epilepsy, genetics, metabolic causes, structural causes. Common causes of epilepsy of children Robert's age are fever, febrile seizures, comma infections, brain tumor. Robert's diagnosis. Robert was diagnosed with epilepsy and an autoimmune disease. More than likely he has epilepsy secondary to an autoimmune disease. She was awarded compensation for a vaccine injury anyway, even though the science does not support it. How JAB started. The first thing Fletcher did was contact her local community health council. They did agree to place an ad in the paper to find parents who had a children with MMR vaccine reaction. There were 30 responses. In December, the parents formed a group called JABS, Justice, Awareness and Basic Support. There were similar groups in other countries. Fletcher said they are not anti-vaccine but want better information and compensation for their children. Sounds anti-vax though. We don't want to damage the vaccine program, but if there is a problem it should come out. We know the majority of children go through the program without any problems. Jackie Fletcher, we are all saying that it is not wrong to vaccinate, but we are saying that parents must be given more information. Richard Barr, solicitor for JABS. Richard Barr did have a partnership with Andrew Wakefield right after JABS was founded. He was Wakefield's attorney. Barr also paid a large amount of money to Wakefield 2 years before his retracted vaccine study. According to Brian Deere, the partnership is the foundation of the vaccine crisis, both in Britain and throughout the world. Then Merck spoke up. 300 million doses of MMR2 have been distributed worldwide. There is no causal relationship between meningitis, mumps and encephalitis and the MMR2 vaccine. It has an unsurpassed record of safety. A Merck US spokesman, JABS, claims that 3 Pucerix MMR children in the UK died shortly after receiving the vaccine. Other reactions listed by parents are arthritis, epilepsy, affected speech, deafness, delayed development, measles and mumps. From 1988, 4 million children have received this vaccine in the UK. Out of 4 million, 600 have received compensation. There is nothing on the scientific validity of these claims. They say they are against damage on vaccines. Do they realize they are contributing to less children being vaccinated due to her only being against damage? JABS website. Welcome to the new JABS website, updated January 2019. We hope you will find the site helpful in your research concerning vaccines and vaccine damage. JABS is a support group for parents who believe their children have suffered severe harm or have died following childhood vaccinations. The group was launched in January 1994 and has been fighting to achieve justice for children and their families, and continues to raise awareness of all things vaccine related and offers basic support where we are able. From JABS website, they also have to have 2 disclaimers to try to keep themselves out of trouble. JABS wants parents to access comprehensive information to enable them to make an informed decision on the benefits and risks of vaccination. JABS is trying to support free choice and full information on the real risks of vaccination and childhood diseases. mission statement in the form of a disclaimer. Nothing on this site is to be considered medical or legal advice or the opinions of the organizers. Information is provided in good faith, which we hope will help in your research and your decisions regarding vaccinations for you and your family. Disclaimer: to keep them out of legal trouble, like the United States Vaccine Injury Fund, the UK has something similar called Vaccine Damage Payment Scheme. Like all drugs, not everyone can take everything. People who can vaccinate to protect everyone else, including the ones who cannot vaccinate. This is called herd immunity. They have a resources section of their website. When looking, I noticed it was to all blogs and anti-vaxxer sites. There is no scientific data. That is because vaccine saves lives. Sources: http://www.jabs.org.uk websites: https://www.seedlechildrens.org conditions as immunization reactions: https://www.epilepsy.com/causes-9730975052813955482813954889https://www.independent.co.uk Lifestyle, health and families, health news, health vaccination. Do you know the risks? Jan Roberts meets parents who believe immunization against measles, mumps and rubella injured their children. 1,369,519 HTML FCLID equals IWER 0 CLO 17 FW 0 YTB 8 HABDU ZC 6 OSJO 5 RMR ZX HW EPUG 1 DVDU 0 LPKZ 90 EO 2 NM 0.
Don't forget to subscribe or follow on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram. Keep on speaking your truth and never let your flame burn out. Thank you for listening.